2 Kings chapter 22, verses 8 to 10, and 2 Chronicles 34, 14 to 18. I'll be concentrating on the latter passage, 2 Chronicles 34. The Book of the Law Found. Now, that's a remarkable title. Not because I made it up, but the fact is, that's what it says in the NIV, the Book of the Law Found. But it's a remarkable title in its own right. Finding the Book of the Law. Was the Book of the Law in Judah lost? Lost the Book of the Law. It's incredible. I say remarkable, but it's incredible. You see, we read and have read that Josiah had gone back to David. And I've said that he's gone back to Moses, he's gone back to the covenant, he's gone back to the law, he's gone back to the Lord, he's gone back to Sinai, he's gone back, back, back. But the truth is, he's done it without the book. Now, I find this, as I say, so remarkable as to use the word incredible. Things have degenerated this much in Judah. I mean, Israel had the northern kingdom, had long since forsaken Jerusalem and the temple. They now enter captivity. But Judah, here is the temple, here is Jerusalem, the priesthood, the sacrifices, and yet things have degenerated to the extent that they have lost the Book of God. Now, remember, these things are written for our learning, 1 Corinthians 10. This is not just Israel. This is not just Judah. This is not just some historical quirk. These things are in Scripture, brother and sister, for us. For us, upon whom the end of the ages has come, the new covenant, the gospel age. Things degenerated this much in Judah. I put it to you. Things have degenerated like this amongst the believers, amongst churches, in historical episodes. Look at the Dark Ages. Look at the corruption of Rome that's been heaped upon the Scriptures. And for 1,000 years, men were in bondage. Of course, there was some light here and there. But things had got such a dreadful state, a dreadful condition in the Dark Ages. Look at the suffering and the misery those 1,000 years produced. But I'm speaking today, the 21st century. The warning comes to us. Judah forgot the Book of God. They neglected it. They ignored it. They lost it. But it wasn't left in a vacuum. Something replaced the Book of God. What replaced it? Well, man's ideas, Baal, paganism, tradition. Can you not see the relevance today? Can you not see? Is it not as plain as a pikestaff? The Scriptures can be sidelined, and paganism can take over. Man's ideas, tradition, custom, business methods, the ways of the accountants. These things can come, and the entertainers can take over. How relevant all this is today. The Word of God, I believe, is being sidelined. Now, let me explain that. I know the modern teachers of the modern methods, the entertainment ways, the food methods, the purveyors of the gospel market, as they are becoming the shopping mall. I know they use the Scriptures, but as I've written in books about it and explained, and I think justified my argument, made my case. These men prostitute the Scriptures. They have their ideas and they go looking into the Bible to try and find the Scripture to justify it. They misuse the Scripture to bring home their own doctrine. Scripture takes second place. Remember, Judah probably did not lose the Book of God by some catastrophic decision. It just gradually drifted down into neglect, being forgotten, sidelined, ignored, and lost. I put it to you, the danger is with us today. The danger is with us today. They lost the Book of the Law. They lost the Book of Moses. They lost the Book of the Lord. But they found it. God will preserve it. And it came to life again. It was found that it went up through the chain and up to the king. We have found a book, they said, verse 18. We have found a book. And they brought it to the king. Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. Yes, it was a book. It was the book of the Lord. Will it come to this, my friend? Do I hear people say, no, you've overstated the case? Then read 1 Corinthians 10, verses 11 and 12. Read the whole chapter, and you will see that Israel's fall is recorded for us, upon whom the end of the ages has come. And therefore we get this text following from that. Therefore, he that thinks he stands, let him take heed, lest he fall. Remember, Judah lost the book. God preserved it. But for such a long time, Judah was without the word of God. What does that mean? I'm reminded of Spurgeon in the 1890s. He said, for 50 years I'll be kicked about like a football. My works will be kicked about like that. But they will come again. Abel being dead still speaks. It is happening today. It's a warning to us, my friend. I believe we are sidelining the word of God, replacing it with the ideas of men. I believe we are prostituting the scriptures, trying to justify our actions by the scriptures, not allowing the scriptures to have the authority. And I am grieved to think that as this proceeds and goes on, men will find less and less time for the word of God. Oh, it'll still be there in the museum. It'll still be there, you know, on the pulpit table before the pulpit. It'll take its solemn place, but the fact is, it won't be the book of God that rules. It'll be the book of man. It's a warning to us, 1 Corinthians 10, 11 to 12. There's a promise, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. God has made a way of escape. May we never lose the scriptures. May we cling to the word of God. Precious Bible, what a treasure doth the word of God afford. May we always submit our minds, our hearts, and our actions to the book of the Lord, the word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, may the scriptures speak to us. And not just speak advice, but be the word of God to us, governing us by the Spirit, so that we may glorify God in all we say and do and think. This is a remarkable passage, incredible, but what a warning to us. Have we eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to love, wills to obey what we read in Scripture, the book of the law found? May it not be lost. May it be preached, and may the word of God show its power. My word cannot return unto me empty or vain, says God. It must accomplish the purpose to which I send it. May God arise and through his word today save sinners in abundance and edify all his saints to the glory of his name for Christ's sake. And may the churches be reformed according to the word of God. This is the lesson I see here. May God bless it to us. Amen.